Next, we'll run into her original album. It says Lewis and Earl, Columbia Records. Lewis Armstrong, Earl Hines, album number 13 in a series of reissues of the original records that made jazz history. This is Hot Jazz Classics, set number C73. That's a good number to play. Well, we'll go on with the readings. Original records on the inside. It was handed to Satch in Rochester, New York, by Dan Pauley, trombone player, right here at the Lowell States Theater, where we're playing with Ray Robinson and his show. And the album says, four records in the album set C73 by John Hammond and George Avakian. When Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines first started playing together in 1927, a new series. It says, a new jazz era was born. Up until that time, Armstrong had been recognized as the most vital trumpeter American jazz had produced, but he was still essentially an ensemble musician playing in the bands to which he was an important driving force. I sit in the brass section there. Played third trumpet with Fletcher and second trumpet with Joe Oliver. But not a musical creator. His playing was characterized by a passionate sincerity and feeling, and his musical ideas were both direct and naive. But the sophistication and urbanity of Earl Hines' style was an inspiration that freed Lewis from any musical inhibitions he might have had. Damn, is he crazy to me? There is a tremendous difference between this new Armstrong style and the one he had hitherto possessed. His playing became both daring and more complex. Each man stimulated the other to wilder flights of the imagination, which produced improvisations which has never been surpassed. In addition, the suave musicianship of the arranger and saxophonist Don Redman became a motivating force in the Hot Five, which results that produce records which even now are not outdated. In Weatherbird, we can see the Armstrong-Hines collaboration at its wildest. For here surely is the greatest trumpet and piano duet ever recorded. Wow! Two of the outstanding records in this album are Chicago Breakdown and Don't Jive Me. Somebody's coming in. Come in.
Okay, just me.
I just reading this album here. You know, the fans like to know a lot of these things, and I'll write this in my story someday. Now, both of them never recorded anywhere, and only recently discovered in the Columbia archives. All the other discs in this album represents Armstrong and Hines at their greatest, which is merely another way of calling them the greatest jazz records ever produced. Man, that cat's gone, isn't it? And it says, Columbia in its albums of reissues has put out previous Armstrongs and Hines albums, but it is in this one that is to be found the most exciting creative work of both artists. Now on top, they have Weatherbird, which is Louis Armstrong, accompanied by Earl Hines. Monday date, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five featuring Earl Hines. Chicago Breakdown, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Seven featuring Earl Hines. Don't Jive Me, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five featuring Earl Hines. West End Blues, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five featuring Earl Hines. Muggles, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra featuring Earl Hines. Tight Like This, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra featuring Earl Hines. And Hear Me Talking to You, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra featuring Earl Hines. It's not necessary to tell you the number of these records, because if you ask for them in the store to have them, why, they'll sell them, and if they don't, they'll find them some kind of way, these record collectors going around. They'll either trade one or, you know, find a way to get it for you. Now, excuse me, 1 minute. What'd you say, Daddy?
I say,
So we're off, said the nut. First one's Weather Boy, eh? So you come back and get this fixed after the thing, right?
Yeah, after the last show.